Everybody's muted.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back, or welcome for your first time, to the Building Greenwich podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Potter, here with your host, Scott Elwell. Hi, Scott.
I'm glad you can pronounce my last name.
I can. I know. And Kim Athen, our friend Kim, who is the co-founder, right?
Correct.
Of the Mother's Day movement. Welcome.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here on a Friday morning. So this is one of our podcast shorts, and the whole focal point of a short is for you to showcase what the Mother's Day movement is, how it supports, obviously, mothers and on Mother's Day, and just to share the message with our community and how they can help. So we're just going to dive right in. So why don't you tell us about how you started the Mother's Day movement, please?
Well, thank you so much for having me. Nice to see you guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Mother's Day movement was started in 2010 after we read a book called Half the Sky by Nicholas Kristof and Cheryl Wu Dunn.
Nicholas Kristof of the New York
Times? The New York Times, okay. Where we learned that if you elevate women in the world, you elevate communities.
Shocking.
And women hold up half the sky. It's an old Chinese proverb.
Can I say more than half?
Yes, you can.
At least in my life.
You can, yes.
And at the time, there was $14 billion spent on Mother's Day in the United States annually. On gifts, cards, and other things. And that was enough to educate all 65 million girls in the world that were not receiving an education.
That is insane to me.
So we said, maybe it's time to rethink giving priorities around Mother's Day and ask people to donate in honor of someone they love, a mother, an aunt, a teacher, and help women in the world. So every year we choose a charity. Fast forward 14 years. It's a whopping $35 billion spent on Mother's Day just in the United States.
One day. What are people buying? Gifts? It's flowers? What are you buying as a father?
Stuff that we think you're going to want.
Right.
Which is not ideal.
Right.
Way too much time at CVS and chocolates and all that.
Like, have you priced out a Hallmark card lately?
Oh, it's like $7.
Right. I mean, that's
changed a good point.
A lot.
Okay, that's a good point. I know the 99-cent section is long gone.
But you get a kid to do it.
That's true. I've been a mom now 13 years, and I just want to spend a little time with the family on Mother's Day personally, because I have everything I need, really. Flowers are always nice, but I just want alone time also. Is that a bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing. You do so much for your family all the time.
Where are you directing the money that it should go?
So every year we pick a charity. This year the charity is called African Education Program, and it's in Zambia. And one of the things that drew us to this charity this year is that they provide special education services. They are the only NGO in Zambia that provides special education services. So imagine you live in poverty, you don't know where your next meal is coming from, and you're deaf. Or you have some other disability.
No.
So they have amazing programs. They do entrepreneurship programs for women. They do a lot of different things. And over the years, we've supported charities both domestically and internationally. Internationally, the money goes very far. So we found that we were able to make a lot of positive change. We've built schools. We've worked on maternal health care. We've done clean water. Here's an interesting thing to tell you. Do you know how many people in this country do not have access to clean water, clean running water?
I would guess it's a pretty high percentage of people.
It's
shockingly
2 million people.
2 million in the United States.
In the United States.
No clean water.
No clean water. No running clean water. So we've done a lot of different things. And the idea is really to shift. We ask people to shift your gift on Mother's Day.
I love
and
that.
Just make it in honor of someone you love. And help people that maybe need a little more than you do.
So how can people donate, support, how can they shift their gift?
Well, you can go to mothersdaymovement.org, where you can learn more about both Mother's Day Movement and our charity. And from there, you can click donate. And another main thing about Mother's Day Movement that is important to point out is that we do not take any money. We are all volunteers. The money goes directly that you donate to our selected charity for the year. So everything that we do is just our volunteer time.
And then, we've had this conversation with a number of people who have sat where you're sitting, who run nonprofits. You know where the money then goes.
We do.
Like how it's distributed in Zambia, for example, this year. You know who's getting it, what's being supported, and can I, as a donor, learn where my money's going, or do I? I mean, I would trust that it's going to the right
place. That's a really great question, and yes, we do a lot of background work and research before we choose a charity, and you can see when you're donating, if you want to donate $50, what it'll go for, $100, what it'll go for. And the charities are all vetted, so we are pretty confident that we know people associated with all of our charities,
right?
Which has been helpful.
Another question, and thank you. How do you find said charities every year? Is it word of mouth, like you've worked with one and then it just kind of trickles over, you meet people, which I'm sure you're meeting so many amazing people through the work that you're doing.
Amazing. I mean, you can't even imagine how many people are doing good work in the world. And
I'm going to cry.
Yeah, I know.
These are good tears.
It is. It really is good to know. And that's why we're sitting here doing this, to share with our community so that we can help even more.
Right. So we have met a lot of charities through people we know, because that was important to us, especially at the beginning when we were a bunch of people, women just trying to do good, and we wanted to not send money off to somewhere that didn't deserve it. But yes, and we know people on boards, we get recommendations. We also have an RFP now. Okay. So you can go onto our website if you're a 501c3 and fill out our RFP to be a beneficiary in the future.
Okay. Yeah. For those who don't know what an RFP is,
it's a request for proposal, and it just a very short, it's not one that you would do for, the United Way or something that's a huge grant giver. We have a short, questionnaire that you can fill out and apply.
I love that.
Yeah. And that help women and children.
That's fantastic. When is Mother's Day?
May 12th this year. And
get on it.
That is a
get on it.
And one important thing is that if you make a donation via our website, you can choose from a number of beautiful cards to send to the women in your life that you've made the donation in honor of. So they'll get an e-card in the email, and they'll know that you gave a donation on their behalf.
Oh, and it feels great on my side, on the giving side, that it's going to stuff that is needed. So I don't need to get chocolates, right?
Nope.
Well, my husband says, give 6 flowers and make a donation.
That's what flowers are, make me so happy. Person. Well, Kim, thank you so much for coming and doing this. I know
thank
it's short,
you
but
me.
We got so much information, and I'm so excited for all of you. Gosh, I say excited a lot. We need some synonyms. We need a wall of excited synonyms. Thrilled, I said yesterday. But we really are looking forward to having everyone
appreciative.
Yeah. Thank you for everyone to learn about Mother's Day Movement. Support it if you can. And by the way, a donation doesn't have to be a giant sum of money. It can be $5. Imagine how far $5 goes in Zambia.
That is right.
Right?
Yes.
Much further than a Hallmark card here in America.
And it is true. Our donations range from $5 to thousands.
But... right. And if 1,000 people are giving $5, that's making a huge difference. So thank you again for being here. And
thank you for having me.
Nice, we're looking forward to seeing what happens this year with Mother's Day Movement.
Thank you for coming.
And we're off.
And we're off.
That's it.